Howdy doody.
This is the Dana and Parks Podcast.
You can yes ma'am me all day long.
Okie dokie.
So there's a new research out from Ohio State University about sleeping and fighting with your spouse.
Okay.
And it says if you're not getting enough sleep, you're more likely to fight about stupid stuff in your relationship.
Shocker.
I believe that.
Because
I know.
You're tired.
Yeah. And that whole idea of don't go to bed angry.
Right.
Yeah, totally crap. They say go to bed angry, wake up, you'll feel much better the next morning.
No, I really? Just wake up angry. No, I'm kidding. I really don't.
What do you and Chris fight about?
We don't. I swear to Moses, we do not fight.
What do you and Paul fight about?
Stupid stuff. Like,
who's usually the one who gets angry?
I think it's about half and half.
Oh, okay. So
no,
it's you?
No, really, it's not. We very rarely get angry at each other. And when we do, it's like I said, it's dumb stuff.
Like every once in a while, it's more I can be annoyed from time to time.
Yeah.
We don't fight. But every once in a while, if I'm like in a deep sleep because I'm exhausted and he comes home at like 11:15, I'm like, could you be a little louder?
And then
I'm thinking that though. I
in
don't
the
say
middle
it.
Of the night.
I know. I don't say that.
He's got the just, CPAP mask on.
I'm just
on.
Thinking. He's walking around, jingling his keys, running into stuff. There was a dog toy on the floor.
Oh no.
He stepped on it and went brum 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 brum. I'm like, this is why people have separate master bedrooms. I mean, I get it. No, it's not the CPAP machine that bothers me. That's kind of like a fan. It's like white noise.
Oh, background noise now?
But when he comes in, man, he is like a bull in a china shop. And 9 times out of 10, I'm awake. But that 1 time out of 10, when I am sound asleep, I'm like, could you please go somewhere else?
Mm-hmm. But let me ask you a question. And not to get too
but
into...
But that's not the same as fighting. We don't fight.
Not to get too into your private lives.
Yeah. Yes.
At any, do you ever wake up in the middle of the night?
No.
Never?
No. I'm a sleeper, and once I'm asleep, leave me alone.
Right. But if you were to wake up like at 3 or 4 in the morning, and you rolled over and you saw Chris looking all like Darth Vader,
mm-hmm.
At any point would you go, I've got to have that?
No. Here's what I do if I wake up 3 or 4 in the morning. This is a true story.
Wake up, old man. We're going to town.
If I wake up at 3 or 4 in the morning, like let's say I'm just dying to go to the bathroom, whatever. I'm the kind of person that looks at the clock and I do a little happy dance if it's only 3 a.m.
Right.
Oh my God, I've got like 6 more hours.
6 more hours?
Or 7, depending on the day.
Dana.
I'm so excited.
At what time?
If it's like 3 in the morning, I get so excited that I have more sleep left.
How many hours do you think you have?
9, 10,
she said 6
I don't
or
know.
7.
What time do you get up?
Every day for the last week, it's been 6:30 or 7, and it makes me really difficult to be around. So today, it was 10. I'm sorry, it was raining. It was dark out, and
yeah.
It was raining.
Time to get up and get some coffee,
oh,
put on the Good Morning America,
you know
go get
I,
the paper.
Do you know when I went to Starbucks today? 11:10.
Wow.
I was the first in line. I just drove right through.
It's because the lunch rush hadn't started.
So excited.
What? Wait. You said this week you're up at 6:30 every morning.
Every morning.
What, what time do you consider to be the normal wake-up time?
9:20.
Are
Unless
you,
I'm
are
playing
you
golf.
Serious?
Yeah. If I get to sleep in, I'm a 9 o'clock kind of girl. Oh, it makes me so happy.
Kelly and I are out of bed no later than 6.
Oh, my God. That's too early.
There is life to live.
No, there's not. Not at that hour in the morning.
Carol Marks.
I want to kill someone at 6 a.m.
Kelly and I are out at 6. They're out. She's out at 9:20.
7.
7 is the latest.
Usually.
Rodney.
Tabitha and you. And understanding she's on summer break. What time? You rolling out?
It kind of depends. Like today I had this week Roman's at Cub Scout day camp.
Nice.
So I have to drop him off at 7:45. So I get up about 7.
Where's Tabitha when you're out of bed at 7:45?
Still in bed.
Aha! So if Roman
Fact!
If Roman did not have camp, you would not get out of bed.
Oh, hell no.
You and I are on the same wavelength, sister. Because here's the other deal. Chris is in bed, and I love our bed. I actually said to him today, this is so funny. I got up to get dressed, and then you know how you do that flop back down on the bed, half of your body on the bed, half your body off? Does anyone else do that?
No.
I'm like, I just want to lay here for 30 more seconds. It's my most favorite place in the whole wide world.
Like your legs are off, but you're
yes,
not quite out of bed
yes,
yet.
Okay. Yes, and I was kind of stretching my back, so I got a little back going on. And he looked over at me, and I could just go, I just love her bed so much, I don't want to leave. He goes, well, get back in bed. I go, no, I got to get up. It's like 10. That's bad.
Now, see, Chris, I can understand because he gets home at like, what, 11, 11:30?
Yeah, but usually I stay up and I wait for him. And he's like, do you want to watch Veep? And I'm like, okay. Because I know it's hard for him to wind down. He can't just walk in the door.
Well, there's a lot of adrenaline that gets pumped when you deliver Kansas City. It's news. Yeah.
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 Someone just wrote in, I've been married 20 years. My hubby and I fight over dinner every night. I could not stand fighting. Like, fighting gives me anxiety. Confrontation, you know that, right?
And that hasn't caused or prevented you from looking at me on a handful of occasions over the years and go, you're a blanking blank hole.
You're different.
Oh. I'll never forget, like, we had just started the show 6 years ago. Have I told you this story? And we were getting into it about something. I don't even know what it was. I get up to go to the bathroom, and I put my hand right there on that handle of the door, and she goes, and I mean, she was cool about it. Don't get me wrong. She was very suave. And as I pull the door open, she goes, hey. And I turn around and go, yeah, what's up? I thought we were good. I thought it was entertaining radio. Yeah. We were having a good time. We were kind of barking at each other a little bit. This was off the air. I pull that door open. She goes, hey. I turn around and go, yeah, what's up? She goes, you're a blanking blank hole. I'm like, oh.
Someone just said there's an awful lot of peace and quiet to be enjoyed early in the morning. I have friends who say 5 to 6 a.m. is their favorite time of day. They have coffee. They read the paper.
That's what we do.
Everyone's asleep. Everyone's in bed. I couldn't do it. If I got up at 5 a.m., I'd be like, nope, going back.
Really?
But someone just woke in and says, you're really ticking off the people that get up at 4 a.m. every day. I got up at 2:30 in the morning for years for work.
But,
so I can do it. Well, I have done it. I put in my time. And now that I don't have to do it, I don't do it.
And I did, too. I used to get up at 2:30 every morning for over 10 years when I was the producer of the morning show here and the news director. I swear to God, Noel Heckerson and I both believe that ate 10 years off our lives.
Oh, totally.
I've always said that.
But here's the thing. Don't read me the riot act about you getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, because you're sure as hell not working until 6 o'clock at night. You're at the office by 6. You're out of there by 2. Okay?
Or 3, if you get a lunch.
Yeah, 3. So
It's waking up in the middle of the night, I swear, takes 10 years off your life.
Well, let me tell you what's tough. Getting up at 10 o'clock in the morning, getting to work around 1, and then having to talk from 2 until 6.
I mean, I just sounds don't even very know challenging.
I don't even
today.
I don't even know how we haven't filed a workers' comp yet.
It's just the life you lead.
It is ridiculous.
I'll tell you this. My happiest moment this morning, and I love those kids. You know I love those kids, but man, I've been getting up early for them. And for me, for different things, for the last 2 weeks. So this morning, they all had golf at 7:30 is when their clinic starts. 3 of them.
Why don't you make Jack get up and take them all?
Oh, God, that ain't happening. And he works every day, too, but he doesn't work till 10. So when I first heard that first clap of thunder, I went, "Whoa!" Who would have thought? Lottery when I heard it raining, and I'm like, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, 8-pound baby Jesus. I pull up my radar. I've got one eye open, and it's not like a little bit of rain that like maybe they could still get golf in. It's like the radar blob was the size of the state of Alaska, and it just kept coming. And you would have thought, I am not kidding you, that I just struck the Powerball. I was like, I'm going back to bed, bitches.
Hey, I'm trying to get that. Rod, is that Talladega Nights baby Jesus scene? Is that clean?
It's your 8-pound baby Jesus.
I think it is. I think it's pretty clean.
You don't have to say 8-pound baby Jesus every time. You do when you wake up at 6 a.m. and realize you get to sleep in.
Dear little baby Jesus.
In your golden fleece diaper.
In your golden fleece diaper.
Wait. All right. Rod, you got the dump button ready just in case? I got mine. Stand by.
Say thank you for my family, my two beautiful, beautiful, handsome, striking sons, Walker and Texas Ranger, or TR, as we call them. And of course, my red-hot smoking wife, Carly, who's a stone-cold fox, who if you were to rate her ass on 100, it would easily be a 94. Also want to thank you for my best friend and teammate, Cal Naughton Jr., who's got my back no matter what.
Shake and bake.
Dear Lord, baby Jesus, we also thank you for my wife's father, Chip, We hope that you can use your baby Jesus powers to heal him and his horrible leg. And it smells terrible, and the dogs are always bothering with it.
You don't always have to say 8-pound baby Jesus.
You don't always have to say 8-pound baby Jesus.
I forgot about the part where he raised her ass. It would easily be a 94 on a scale of 100.
Sweetie, Jesus did grow up. You don't always have to call him baby. It's a bit odd and off-putting to pray to a baby.
Well, look, I like the Christmas Jesus best, and I'm saying grace. When you say grace, you can say it to grown-up Jesus or teenage Jesus or bearded Jesus or whoever you want.
You know what I want?
Okay, I don't know where that's going.
Let's just leave it there. Know what I want? I want to keep our license. Let's do that.
When are you going to do the heavy metal story that you were telling me about earlier?
I was going to do that at 4.
All right. Rod, they have rated the greatest heavy metal albums of all time.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
It's a short list.
Let's just say none of it was new.
Shocking.
Well, I don't know how to tell you this, but I mean, there's some good heavy metal that's coming out now, but it's not like it was back in the 80s. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I mean, I like my Volbeat, but prefer my Iron Maiden. I like my Ghost. Prefer my Slayer.
Find out what's on the list at 4 o'clock.
I am going to guarantee you that I have at least half of the list and Dana doesn't have a single song from any album.
I'm going to take that bet. I will bet you your house that you are correct.
What do you got, big fella? All right, let's do traffic and weather together. We'll start with James.
Look at me. Look at me. It's your lucky day. Need business cards? Something different. We'll print you 1,000 full-color cards for only $35. That's right, only $35. Better hurry before this great deal is gone. Want more info? Call us now, 913-764-9500.
Visit Something Different at 1622 Westford Road. Or visit us online at somethingdifferent.com.
Ain't got no regrets, I ain't losing track of which way I'm going. I ain't gonna double back, no, don't wanna misplay. Put on no display, an angel know, but I know my way. He said, son, life is simple. It's either cherry red or midnight blue.
So, Dana, since you're kinfolk, you're from down south.
Yeah.
When you were out of the room for a minute there, Rod and I got to talking. And we were talking about things that we hear, that Rod and I used to hear down in Texas, people saying, but we never hear them say up here in Kansas City.
Okay.
I do hear a couple, as I'm going through this list right now, Rod, I do hear a couple of these, but for the most part, no. So, Dana, I want you to tell me if, A, you've heard them,
okay,
and B, if you can tell me what they mean.
Okay.
All right?
Got it.
All of these, Rod, you'll know. You ready?
Oh, yeah.
Is Bless Our Heart.
Although, yeah, bless Your Heart is number one.
Bless Your Heart.
Here's the one I had never heard of. And, Rod, maybe you can help me since you and I both grew up in Texas. More than Carter's Got Little Pills.
Yeah.
What does that mean? I don't understand.
I never understood that either. But yeah, she does that more than Carter. Yeah, or he has more than Carter's Got Liver Pills or Little Pills.
Oh, you're right. Carter's Liver Pills.
You're right.
I know what it is.
It is liver pills.
Yeah, I know what liver it is. Pills. So in my grandmother's bathroom. Oh my God, I wonder if
you
still have it.
You'll still hear it if you stop in an old country store.
Okay, listen. In my grandmother's bathroom, Gigi, before she passed, God rest her soul, there's a little sign, and it's an old black and white sign, and it's a little boy, probably 3 years old, on a pot, an old-fashioned pot, you know, not a toilet, a pot. And he's sitting on the pot, and in the left-hand side of the caption, he's smiling, and it says, I use Dr. Carter's liver pills.
Yeah.
And then on the right-hand side, he's grunting, and it says, I don't.
It means that you have a lot of something. I got more than Carter's Got Little Pills.
It's liver pills.
I know. Carter Products used to market the little liver pill across the country.
Yeah.
And apparently Carter had a great many pills because the phrase found its way into the Southern vocabulary. You'll still hear it. Rod, here's the one that I was using with you off the air, over yonder,
yes,
which I still use to this day. What does it mean?
Over there.
Where?
Over yonder. Yonder from here would be fairway.
It's not bad. Usually, yeah, a mile or more.
I always consider it to be like over the horizon.
Yeah, it's kind of far.
No, that's a long yonder.
It's not that far, but it's just it's farther than up the road a piece.
Definitely farther than up the road a piece.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Here's one. Are you ready?
Okay.
I'm as full as a tick.
Yeah. That sounds like something Dan Rather would say. Full as a tick in July.
It means, obviously, if you've just had a big Southern lunch complete with cornbread, collard greens, a pecan pie.
You're about
pie,
to burst.
Is it pecan or pecan?
Well, in the South, it is pecan.
Yeah, I say pecan. I say pecan pie.
In Texas, it's pecan.
Here's one, Dana. I don't think you'll get this one. If the creek don't rise.
If the creek don't rise.
Stop with the fake Southern accent.
If it is in you, and it is in
it
me.
It is not in you. Yes, you were born in Emporia. I was born in Georgia.
It is in me. If the creek don't rise.
Okay.
Do you know what that means?
What? I'm asking
if
you.
If you are knee-high to a grasshopper, that means it has not rained in like a fortnight.
That is incorrect.
The creek don't rise. I think that means it hasn't rained, and I don't know.
Rod, do you know what if the creek don't rise means?
No, not exactly.
Let me use it in a sentence. Let me think about this here. Rod, you and I will be able to get to the Northland. The creek don't rise.
If the bridge isn't out?
If it doesn't rain.
Rod's closer. If something unexpected doesn't occur.
Okay, if the creek don't rise.
Mm-hmm. Never heard this one before. Worn slap out.
I am worn slap out.
I've heard warm plum out.
I'm warm slap out. Mm-hmm.
I am worn plum out.
Plum worn out.
I am worn slap out.
My dad says I am plum worn out.
Yeah.
He says ward. I'm plum worn out.
It is a mental state a few degrees past weary and just this side of dog tired.
Okay, give me another one.
No bigger than a minnow in a fishing pond.
That's right. It's just knee high to a grasshopper.
Okay, all right. What does no bigger than a minnow in a fishing pond
that
mean?
That means he's just a tiny little thing.
This means you're small.
When you arrive on the banks of the fishing pond on a Saturday morning, you're hoping for a good catch. Enough big catfish and bream to fry up for the family on a Saturday night. If you find only minnows, though, they look even smaller compared to the heavy catch you had hoped for. No bigger than a minnow in a fishing pond is as tiny as something can get.
There you go. Darn right.
Oh, here's one. Heavens to Betsy.
Heavens to Betsy.
What does heavens to Betsy
mean?
Well,
my grandma used to say that. Heavens to Betsy.
I've heard it my whole life.
I have too.
I'm still not sure what it means.
I am too, man. I've never heard my parents say it because they were from New York.
And
but
my grandmother would say, good heavens. The other thing she would say would be, good night, nurse. Have you heard Good Night
yeah,
Nurse?
I've heard that
what
one.
What does heavens to Betsy
I'm
mean?
I'm still not sure what the hell Katie bar the door means.
Heavens to Betsy is just
Katie
surprised.
That's right. It could be a good or
heavens
bad.
Heavens to Betsy.
It could be good. Very good, Dana. It could be good or bad. It just is an exclamation of surprise.
Yeah.
That's right. Katie bar the door means get ready because it's about to get real.
Yeah, I know, but it just.
But who is
where
Katie?
The hell? Yeah.
Why'd you bar the door?
I just never understood.
That's going to be one of those things like Lizzie Borden. Maybe Katie was her sister, and so you say Katie barred the door. You know what I mean? It's going to be something that's historical in nature.
All right, let's end it with this. We'll throw this one to Kara Markser.
Okay.
Can't never could.
Can't never could. What?
Can't never could. We're speaking south in here. Come on now.
Can't never could.
Can't never could.
You can't never could.
Can't never could. Read that news.
Does that mean you can?
Can't never could. I bet it is. Does it mean can?
It's positive thinking. Kara Markser?
Can't never kid.
You can't never could read that news.
All right. White House.
What I'm saying is you can read the news.
Can I read the news?
Read it.
Okay.
Can't never could if you couldn't.
What?
Just read it.
The White House and senators pushing to make revisions on a health care bill today. It's 3:31.
Email marketing is an inexpensive way to communicate to your customers. Something different will help you reach your goals and audience. Like everything else in life worth a hill of beans, email marketing takes effort. Put the right team in charge of your email marketing. Put something different in charge of your email marketing. Your brand is worth it. Call Something Different now to talk about your business, your goals, and how we can use the internet to grow your business. Call Something Different now at 816-753-8000 for a free evaluation. That's 816-753-8000.
Rolling down a backwoods Tennessee byway, one arm on the wheel, holding my lover with the other, a sweet, soft southern thrill. Worked hard all week, got a little jingle on a Tennessee Saturday night. Couldn't feel better.
Just a smidge of Alabama here.
I'm together.
Just a smidge.
Hey, Scott.
What's up?
I'm thinking of running a store with Mom and them. You need something?
You thinking to run?
I'm thinking of running a store with Mom and them.
I figure I'll probably run with you.
All right, come on.
Fixing to run.
Are you thinking to run?
No, I'm actually fixing to run. Can I go?
And I'm figuring to run with you.
I'll never forget being in a stoplight outside of the resort where we were staying in Biloxi. And if you have never been to Mikey's on the Bayou in Biloxi.
Oh, here we go.
Run, do not walk. My gosh, it's right on the Bayou. And the sun sets and I'm not going to say it's cheap, but it's not fancy. I mean, you know what I mean? Paper napkins and plastic forks, but the best shrimp you ever had in your life. So we're fixing to turn into Mikey's on the Bayou.
Have you ever listened to her when she starts talking about the South?
And we're at a red light, and I'm in there with my aunt and my cousin, and a guy stops, and he's in an old beat-up Camaro.
Old beat-up Camaro.
You could not make this up.
Mm-mm.
And he goes, "What you doing?" And we look over, we're kind of giggling, and he goes, "I'm fixing to go get some whiskey down there, and then I'm going to get in your all's britches." I swear to Moses.
Well, since you put it like that, come on, baby.
To this day, I'm going to go get some whiskey, and I'm fixing to get in y'all's britches.
He's fixing to get in y'all's britches.
I am telling you, my aunt and my cousin and I, we to this day, that was probably 12 years ago, we laugh about that guy to this day. "I'm fixing to get in y'all's britches." And then the light turns green, and he goes, "Rrr."
Now, let me ask you something. You were born in Emporia?
Yes, but I summer in Biloxi, where my kin are located.
Where does this southern accent
It's all Biloxi.
Because, Rod, you grew up in Texas.
Yes.
Minus 3 years in Alaska, I grew up in Texas. Neither one of us have a southern accent.
No, but it comes out of me when we start talking about the southern, because all of my relatives, your kinfolk. Yes, because you got to keep in mind, my aunt Stacy has lived there since she was 11.
Yeah.
And Biloxi is south. So they all talk like that.
Well, you know, Texas is pretty south.
Yeah. Wait, now. Texas is its own thing.
True.
Bring Travis in here and ask him if he's from the south.
Well,
I guarantee you he'll look at you and go, no, I'm from Texas.
But listen, I don't think of Texas.
Good point,
right?
That's a good point.
No, I do not think.
And neither is Florida. The south is Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama. And maybe
you got to throw Arkansas in there for good measure, right?
No, I don't. I don't. I think it's those three. Well, Georgia. I'll give you Georgia.
I'm from Georgia. I was born in Georgia.
But that doesn't count because you don't go there.
I go there every year.
No.
Oh, it's okay for you to go to Mississippi.
Uh-huh.
But when I go to Georgia, that doesn't count as going to Georgia.
You are a Midwest white boy going down, and you visit and you come back. When I come back, I talk. I have that drawl for 2 weeks. It stays with me 2 weeks.
Travis, are you from the South?
I'm from Texas.
That's what Rod said you would say. It's not the South.
No, that's not the South. That's Texas.
It's Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia.
Your accent right now is kind
of everything to the right of Texas is the South.
It's not awful.
That's right. Rod's right.
Everything to the right of Texas is the South.
Yes.
Except Florida.
Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama.
Stop it.
Georgia.
Stop.
Florida.
Damn.
South Carolina. North Carolina. Tennessee. Kentucky.
Now yeah. you that.
What about? Now, see, you what forget. About you forget. I spent most of my formative years in Georgia and in South Carolina.
I had no idea.
Oh yeah, I grew up in South Carolina. I graduated high school in South Carolina.
Do you know who you sound like right now?
Who?
Forrest Gump.
Somebody I want to have sex with.
No, that is sexy.
She does like that accent, doesn't she?
I love that accent. Oh my god! You know who I loved was John Edwards. He had that accent.
He did.
He went and done that thing when his mm-hmm. wife had the cancer.
And there's all kinds of different accents. You got that low country South Carolina accent uh-huh. where they talk a little slower. The Charleston accent. And then, of course, you got the backwoods accent, like your guy with the britches.
I'm fixing to get in your britches.
What did you say?
I'm fixing to get in your britches.
I'm fixing to get in your britches.
Is that like a Leavenworth accent?
No, I'm telling you, if you're deep south or in Texas, when that slang comes out, it no longer is fixing to, it's figging to.
Okay.
I'm figging to get in your britches.
Fixing to is a big Texas thing. It took me a long time to stop saying that when I moved up here, because every time I'd say it, everybody would look at me and be like, what are you doing? I'm fixing to, you know what? Never mind.
See, I still say fixing.
Yeah, I quit saying it because I got tired of people giving me funny looks.
I'm fixing go to the store.
Yeah.
I hear a lot of Southernisms said here just without the accent.
Well, you tell your mom and them I said hi her during.
Mom and them.
Dan Weinbaum, I had no idea. That is good.
Well, thanks.
She likes that. You are so full of crap.
No, but his is dead on.
I mean, your accents are good.
Yeah.
But they're not real.
Well, that's where I grew up.
You grew up in South Carolina?
For the most part, yeah.
Is that when you were a military brat?
I was born in New Mexico.
Okay.
Here's one.
Became a military brat.
Los Alamos?
In Albuquerque. Spent a lot of time, my childhood, in Georgia and, of course, in South Carolina.
Okay. But when you go down there, does it come back?
Oh, it comes back hard.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, see, I grew up there. Idiots. You were like a tourist with relatives.
I'm a tourist, but all they all sound like that.
A tourist with relatives.
Do you know
relatives.
What? When we get back, I'll see if Stacy can call in. She'll go, how are you?
How you doing, honey?
How are you doing? Oh, I just love that, Dana.
Yeah, but here's the funny thing. The four of us, we've all lived there.
I live there in my mind.
Oh, you do. That is just fine, darling.
Rod grew up in Texas. Travis grew up in Texas. Parks grew up in Texas. Weinbaum grew up in South Carolina. You grew up in Topeka.
Here's a southern one for you. Came in on text line.
All right.
That's finer than frog hair.
Yeah, it is.
That's finer frog hair.
What? Yeah, it is.
I'm going to see if I can get my Aunt Stacy to call in. You all don't believe that I have kin in these places, and they talk like this.
We believe you have kin. We just don't believe that you've ever lived there. Staying in somebody's spare bedroom does not constitute living.
And you might be the only one from Topeka that's been to the South, but they never come back with that voice.
Right.
No. Worst day I ever had in the South, in Texas. Dude, I went fishing with John Hanrahan and his dad, and we were like 12. We put in some beach nut.
Oh, gross.
Rod, like an idiot, I caught a water moccasin. We were fishing.
Nice.
I caught a water moccasin, and we ate it. We fried it up, and we did not.
Gross.
I don't know if we didn't remove the venom or whatever, because you know they got venom in them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we just fried that thing up on the fire, and I've never been so sick in my entire life.
Probably puked your guts out, didn't you?
I puked for a day. Stupid John Hanrahan, his dad, with the beach.
You ever eaten snake, Dana?
I have not.
I've had snake chili.
Gross. No.
It was good.
You figuring to make some tomorrow?
Would you stop saying that? It's fixing.
Figging.
No, figgin'. It's not. It's fixing.
Figging.
Trust me. It's figging.
Need to get your Aunt Sally on the phone.
Figuring to go to traveling weather together here is Jim.
Well, we're fixing to have a problem on Southbound 35.
TV is huge. TV advertising in Kansas City starts at $2. Something Different's award-winning TV commercials are dreamed up by our super-duper creative team who bring real-world broadcast expertise to each project. We love making your ad memorable and effective. We'll help make your business TV premiere really count. Call Something Different now at 1-866-774-9900 to chat. That's 1-866-774-9900. Visit Something Different at one of our Kansas City locations or online at somethingdifferent.com.
The only two things in life that make it worth living is guitars that tune good and firm feeling women. I don't need my name in the marquee lights. I got my song and I got you with me tonight. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Looking Rock, Texas, with Waylon and Willie and the boys.
Oh, I love you, Rock. You know, every once in a while when we got, like, this last hour, we're talking about Trump and the tweets and everything. I need an hour where we just screw around. We talk about going over yonder and
head up the road a piece.
Head up the road a piece. Are you from are you from the South? No, I'm from Texas.
No, I'm from Texas.
And there is a difference.
A big difference.
They're also saying there's a difference between the creek don't rise and the crick don't rise. It's the crick. It's the crick.
Shut up.
That goes back to that Midwest. When I first moved here, I realized the Midwest doesn't have an accent. They just say things wrong. Like crick and warsh.
And how about this one?
It's not the roof, it's the roof.
How about this one when you're making fun of a woman? When you're making fun of a woman who says something silly, her cornbread ain't done in the middle.
Yeah, her cornbread ain't done in the middle. I've also heard when a woman's being real cranky, you say, don't mind her, she's fixing to start.
Hey, then you figuring to get a beating.
That's probably true.
You say that. Aunt Stacy, what are you doing, girl?
Hey.
Hey.
See?
What are y'all doing?
Nothing.
Y'all have anything better to do than call somebody from the South?
You got anything to do besides get lippy?
No, we do not have anything better to do.
We are a lippy family.
And yes, Aunt Stacy, no, we don't have anything better to do.
Then call somebody from the South.
Well,
tell us. I want to know about the guy that pulled up alongside y'all and wanted to get some whiskey and then do something else.
Yeah. He pulled up next to us. We had four girls in the car, and he said, "What y'all doing tonight?" And we said, "We're going to a party." And they said, "Well, we want you to come out with us, drink some whiskey, and we're going to get in your britches." And Dana and my other niece, who's from Kansas as well, had never heard anybody talk like that before. So, yeah, it was funny.
And remember he was in a Camaro? He was in a Camaro.
No, they were in a Jeep. A big old Jeep with mud tires.
Do you find it mildly strange that Dana talks like a normal human being when she's up here, but then when she goes down to visit with y'all, she starts talking like she's from the South?
It is contagious. That's what they say.
Does she talk like that when she's down there, though?
Yes.
I don't necessarily think so.
Does she talk like she has a Kansas accent or a Mississippi accent?
A northern accent.
A what?
A northern.
She thinks we're northern.
Yeah, northern.
What would you qualify as north?
Anything past Mississippi.
What?
North of Mississippi.
Like Tennessee is considered the north in your world?
Well, yeah, hillbillies come from Tennessee.
Well, what do you think the hell comes from Mississippi?
Rednecks.
Rednecks. There you go.
How many Confederate flags are on your property?
Just two. Oh, I got one on my car, too.
So three.
It's just two. It's hardly at all.
I got a shirt on with it, one, too.
Do you have one?
You got a shirt on with one, too?
Yeah.
So you got four?
I have four total.
Where are the Confederate flags on your... Do they fly on your property, or do you just have them up on a wall or something? Where are they?
One in the front and one in the back.
Oh, yeah.
True Southern girl. Through and through.
Do you raise them every morning and bring them down at night, or do they just stay up all the time?
We're along with the American flag, of course.
Of course, of course. I mean,
we're very patriotic down there.
Yeah, we're very patriotic. We just love the people that broke away. All right.
Well, it's been great talking, y'all.
Well, it's been good talking to you. Are you thinking to go get some whiskey and get in somebody's britches, or what are you going to do tonight?
You never know.
Do you have a man?
I do, actually.
Well, why don't you go get your man some whiskey and then get in his britches?
There you go. That sounds like a plan, Sam.
Make him happy. Okay. Now, wait. I'm going to give you a real quick, we're going to talk quick Southern here, and I want you to tell me what I'm saying to you. You ready?
Sure.
You can find the car over yonder.
Yonder means over there.
Yeah. Now, what is a farther distance, over yonder or down the road a piece?
Over yonder.
Yeah, that's right.
That's like two farms to the right.
All right, Rod's got one for you real quick, and then we're going to let you go. Okay, Aunt Stacy?
Right. No, I just want to know, Jeet yet?
I'm sorry, say again?
Jeet yet?
Jeet yet?
Now, you?
How's your mom and them?
Mom and them, that's the other one. You tell your mom and them I said hi, her darn.
You tell your mom and them I said hi. For real, you tell your mom and them I
Aunt
said
Stacey,
hi.
Yeah, Stacy, you tell your mom and them I said hi.
She'll be so excited.
Okay. Goodbye.
All right, guys. Bye.
Bye. Right. Did you hear Kara? She goes, y'all got nothing better to do than call someone who lives down south?
Nope.
No, we do not.
As a matter of fact, we don't.
Weird.
It's either that or talk about Trump's tweets, and I'd rather call somebody down south, if you don't mind.
I said, we're going to call you, and she goes, why? And I said,
why?
Because we're talking south. She goes, okay.
Y'all must be looking for some entertainment up there.
Up north. Crazy northerners.
Up north.
All right, let's go over yonder, get the news from Kara Moksher.
Happening now on KMBZ. A push to keep people safe this July 4th. We'll have details in just a minute.